Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where air related to Amazon FBA product level and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring you another special guest. His name is Fabrizio Sutera, which is one of the top consultants I've known in the region of Amazon Italy, which is a very interesting market. And the reason why I wanted to bring Fabrizio today is we want to pretty much have a conversation about how the space has been changing, specifically around new sellers that jump into the space where expectations are sometimes not aligned with what is the reality of the market, specifically in markets such as Amazon Italy. Just try to give you as much insight as possible, especially for those just getting started, about what you should be aiming for on those initial weeks, what is realistic, and what are some of the elements that if you're missing, you effectively gonna struggle to scale your business on Amazon. So Fabrizio, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you, Vincenzo, and have a nice day to all the people who are listening to us now. This is a big emotion for me now because it is the first episode with you, and I'm very, very happy to be your guest today. And,
pleasure.
This is the my big pleasure, and this is the first of the, I think, a lot of different episodes that we can just manage together. So, thank you once again, and thank you guys, all the guys who are listening now in the future this episode. So today sure. We're going to talk about the world of Amazon worldwide, but specifically in Italy. And now I have experience just for 2018. My first experience was born in 2018. I was just launching my first product in Amazon Italy, and after I studied a lot of several courses, and I after a few months on January 2019 I started with a consultant to be consultant also. So I had this second job, I can tell you. Of course, mainly I'm seller since almost 7 years now, cool. And I have different products in Europe, among different markets. So Italy, Germany, UK, yeah. Mainly in Europe, and 4 products in the United States. After this short period, 3-4 months, I started from my first launch. I started also to be consultant, and actually I have more than 9,000 coaching calls about Amazon with all Italian people, Italian speaking people, I can tell. So Italian people and who speak Italian, and the other people who are living in Italy or abroad from Italy. So we are managing with our team, Master Zone is our brand, and we are managing account from different companies, and we have approximately now almost 700 students like Amazon seller in Italy, and almost 30 companies we are following now in Amazon, even in Italy, but they are Italian, but they are selling in Europe, and some of them in the USA. Just to introduce you, a short presentation.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. So what is the two main topics today? First topic we discuss today is about what are the most frequent mistakes people are doing in Italy when they start to sell on Amazon. And I can tell the first main or most frequently is a mistake is about what are the expectations about what's the business online on Amazon. So many people start today to sell on Amazon, and they think about this is very quick business and very easy. Quick because they think about, I launched my product today and just 1 week, after 1 week, I the top
position. I think that's because they see all the flashy Ferraris and Lamborghinis in Instagram and they sell the dream, you know. That's
yes, why. Something like that. And that's a big mistake because they don't have any consideration of the different companies who are the competitors, who are in the market maybe just from 2, 3, 4 years. So most of the Amazon sellers which are starting to sell on Amazon and they don't have experience, they think about, I can introduce one product in the market, I just become rich in the few period, or just I can invest 3-4,000 euros and I can reach just 5.5 million euros revenues in just 2, 3, 4 months. That's okay. Of course, it's not true because we need to invest more money and we need to have the good expectation and we need to wait more time in order to reach the top of the BSR of the ranking in the Amazon pages. And of course, we need to invest the money and proportionally we have the revenues and after the net profit. So
yeah,
the first mistake is about the not good mindset. Some of them, they come from employer or maybe they are employer and they think about in the opposite way. If we compare with the right way to think about how manage a business, because in a normal world, in business, you need to invest money, and after you invest money, you have money back.
Yeah.
If you are an employer, you receive money from your employer, and then you need to manage this money in order to, of course, save money, and you need to use this money for 1 month before you wait the second wages in the second month. So approach is opposite. And approach is opposite. It means if I need to become investor or if I wanted to start a business on Amazon, profitable business on Amazon, I need to understand about how many money I need to invest in order to reach one profit and one amount of revenue in one period, maybe 1 year or 6 months. So the best important thing is, from my opinion, to prepare a right business plan with the project. What are the goals you want reach in the one month, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years?
I just want to make a quick stop on that because that's very good insight. Like I feel most of the time when they get started, they don't have a little goals to get towards the bigger milestone, which is X amount of revenue or X amount of profit or X amount of probable launch. And I think when you lack the ability to break down a big goal such as being a successful Amazon seller in small goals, that's where it can be very overwhelming, and then you end up easily being sidetracked by the shiny objects and doing costly mistakes, which is what you're mentioning, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I right now you can think I just manage more than 9,000 coaching calls in 6 years. So I knew a lot of people, individual people, with individual companies, seller without experience, or maybe people who have just a medium company or big company. So different kind of people with different generation. And young people with a very low budget to invest in Amazon. Main mistake was okay, I have 2-3,000 euros to invest, I take one product, I sell online on Amazon this product, and I can have a salary, one more salary. And that's the not correct approach, is a wrong approach, because you think about if you invest money automatically you receive the salary. It's not automatic. Because the right mindset when you approach a new business like e-commerce, like Amazon in this case, is invest money and you have an amount to invest, and after that every month you can recover money, but it's a process which depends on your niche, in which market you want to approach, how many competitors you have. And it depends also if your competitor are strong competitor, if they are in the market from a long period or just a short period. So it depends from different topics. And, you know, sometimes some mistakes depend if they studied a video course with the right information and complete information, because they sometimes these people, they didn't know how to calculate the budget, how to prepare a business plan, how to manage the first order. Sometimes I saw they order first time, for example, 500 pieces of this product. Mm-hmm. They thought about, okay, I have 4,000 euros budget, the product has a cost 3,000, okay, I can buy.
Yeah, huge mistake. Then you have no money for PPC, for the
things. To manage PPC, advertising, traveling from the shipment, or you don't have the money to make the second order, because you cannot wait to receive the money from Amazon and make the second order. So they didn't calculate and prepare for this mistake. For example, during this year, I prepared a Excel sheet, a Google sheet, which I share with my students. And by this document, I prepare different columns. In every columns, there are different numbers. So, for example, the cost of the product, the cost of the shipment, how many money I need to have to the second order. So I just think about Amazon will pay me after one time every 2 weeks or maybe after 1 month. And so if I need to order after 1 week or 2 weeks the second stock, because I'm selling more quickly than which I'm thinking before, and in this case, I cannot order because I don't have the money, because they didn't calculate how many money they need to invest for the second stock. So by this Excel sheet, we avoid a lot of mistakes from people, and because some of them couldn't, they started, but they couldn't go forward with the business because they didn't calculate rightly. This calculation, this was a big problem for them. And it's another second classical mistake for Italian people. But basically, I think if the mindset, if you don't have the right mindset to approach a business, to approach rightly how many money you need to invest in order to receive back a minimum net profit monthly, calculating all the cost expenses, PPC advertising, restock of the goods. So these things you need to learn when you started this business. You need to have someone who explain to you how to manage these things, because sometimes the video course which I saw in these years, in this almost mm-hmm. 7 years, they teach about technical issues, technical way to solve the problems, but they don't teach the basics topics about business, and specifically the basic topics about the Amazon business. So
yeah.
That's why sometimes people which good brand, people smart people, I saw they couldn't go forward in this business.
The mindset.
Yeah. But that's sometimes because I didn't receive the right information in the video course which they studied.
Going to information, that's good that you mentioned that. Like, it's very difficult at the beginning. You have so many, you know, content out there, podcasts like this, and courses, masterminds, and all of that. So it's difficult to sometimes make a sense to what is the right information to follow. So from your experience, like, is there some advice that you give to people? Like, try to stick to this process, and this is going to make sure you go, you know, in the best, with the best approach possible, essentially.
Yeah. In fact, after our experience, what I teach now in our lessons, in our video course, in our channel, Facebook channel, to our students is the right approach and how to calculate rightly the basically the how many money you need to invest for the product and the split all the money you have in your pocket in split in different kind of amount you need to have before you start the business. So if you have for example 5,000 to invest and you want to start this business with 5,000, you cannot invest 4,000 in the product, so you need to split in the 50%, 40% and not more than 50% for the product. And this cost will we have maybe you need to invest for this cost 2,000 or 2,500.
Yeah.
And after that you have you need to invest this money to the launch the product, PPC, shipping cost. If you don't have shipping cost, because for example you have a supplier from Italy, of course it's a good thing, but you need to invest to the PPC, to the launch, the pictures, of course. Sometimes I saw very bad pictures. Was not impossible to sell by the picture because they don't explain the main feature of the product, the strengthness of the product. So the it's very pity, no? Because you invest a lot of money. Sometimes the people invest a lot of money in the product and they don't invest for the launch.
We
need to teach to our seller how to split the this is one the I think one of the strongest points and the one of the most frequent mistakes they did. They don't split the budget rightly in the different ways.
And at the end of the day, cash flow is what kills most Amazon businesses, because if you put everything on the inventory, PPC is very high, you have only a tiny bit for PPC, then the traffic stops coming, sales stop coming, you don't have cash flow to buy the second batch of inventory, your business dies. So that's where most people actually I see, like I would say 80% of sellers get stuck on the second batch of inventory
Dear Vincenzo, the classical sentence is sometimes from the Italian people, if I have a good product, if I have good pictures, I can sell this product by itself. I don't need to advertise. I don't need to explain this product. Very strange. It's not possible because in the first 2-3 months, and sometimes it depends on the competition you have in your niche, you need 5-6 months to complete 50-60% of the process of the launch. And I can tell frequently, the video course, when I started this business in 2018, some video course teach it. Okay, the launch is you start today and for 8 days, for 1 week, you make giveaways for 1-2 keywords. And you finish this week, and you finish the launch. So what happened is that this product with good pictures, good investment, and account with the smart people, this product, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they started to fail down because the launch cannot be complete after 1 week. And the launch is not I make a giveaway, make a coupon for 1 week, 2 weeks, launch my product on 2-3 keywords, and I finish the launch. Even if the competition is not high, you need to push the sales, you need to make advertising, you need to make a lot of process. That's why I decide after 3 years ago, I decide, okay, that's the right time to make a masterclass about how to launch right one product on Amazon FBA. Of course, we are talking about how to sell on Amazon with the private label, because in retail there are different way to sell. But specific for a product to sell on Amazon with the private label, I decided, okay, there is a video course we teach how to launch. There is the possibility to make a video call with us, with our consultant team, but there are obviously some mistakes. So that's the right time to make a practice masterclass. and step by step explain what are the actions you need to do to launch right a product on Amazon FBA.
Yeah, I think something I would like to add on that is, like, especially on things that are very complex, such as PPC, like, I see the mistake as well a lot of people try to do it on their own, which you understand when the budget is limited, you try to be as resourceful as possible. But at the same time, the fact that you don't have the budget to have some expertise on your business to do PPC, that's at the same time maybe a signal that you might not be ready to then go into this type of business. Because then if you're going to, all the effort that you put on a good product, good branding, which is a lot of work, then you're going to effectively kill all that because you're just going to experiment and play the roulette with PPC. That's where, you know, there's a huge disconnect on what you expect and what is actually going to happen. So when it comes to PPC, how you handle those objections as well for clients, especially in Italy? Yeah, I know people is very, very sensitive to pay services.
But, you know, about the PPC, I can tell you also one very frequent mistake was the mindset behind what is the PPC and the, how you need to consider PPC really, no? Because I explain one example to my students every coaching call when we speak about PPC, and they when they tell me, no, I don't want to invest in PPC, I want to save money in PPC, and they maybe they are after 10 days online, just 10 days. No, so I explain them this fact. I say, if you tomorrow decide to sell your product offline, let's forget now Amazon. Think about you need to sell your product offline. If you need to sell your product offline and you decide to invest in TV, and you want to invest in your advertising TV, and you invest 100,000 to Italian television, Rai, or Channel 5, Italia 1, for example. No, just example. What do you think about this investment? You never will tell to Italian television, okay, today I give to you for 2 months 100,000 euros and I want to receive back 100,000, for example, or 10,000 pieces sale. Because this is investment to make brand awareness to the public, not to the people. So
if there's even people that don't believe in that, which is even, there's people that don't believe in PPC and they think that they can sell organically.
So the same people, you say rightly, the same people which are, they don't believe in PPC, or they consider PPC in the wrong way. Because if you invest in your television, you want to create your brand awareness because nobody knows your brand until now. So the first focus is, I want people know from today my brand. And you expect the people will see your advertising and you will be glad to invest that money. It doesn't depend if you will sell after this investment 1,000 or 2,000. That's the right way. Yeah. When the same people, if you are investing on Amazon, why you don't think in the same way? Why you think if you now you are investing 1,000, 2,000 people just 1 week, you are investing a lot? You are not investing a lot, because that's the right amount you are investing to make the brand awareness. In the same way, when you are investing on Italian television, just example.
And the other thing as well is that the outcome, because it's PPC is not only for making sales, it's for creating organic, which organic is what is going to make you profitable in the long term, you know? So that's something a lot of people don't understand, that PPC is not only for making sales, it's also for creating the asset, which is the ranking, which is the exposure you just mentioned.
Exactly. When you have a brand awareness, you constantly invest on PPC, you will have the results. Yeah. But they want to have results very quickly. So if today is the first day, I have a client who are selling from 10 days on Amazon product for pets. And yesterday he told me, how many money are investing now on PPC? I told him less than 1,000. It's nothing. Mm. Oh, what we can do to save some money daily? Because invest too much, so you can imagine,
I think it's the other thing as well, which is, I mean, PPC is of course is something I know because I've been doing this for so many years, And I don't know why, but I understand in Italy and in France as well, I've been having this friction, like people don't see the value. Yeah. But I think it's for lack of education. That's the reality. Yeah. Lack of education, they don't understand how the system works. But on top of PPC, what is your take on even more complex things? Like, do you see people in Italy exploring things, for example, external traffic, influencer marketing, DSP, or this is like even extraterrestrial to bring this conversation?
What is your thing on that? Yeah. Maybe 4-5% of the people, the students which I follow in these years in Italy, they are asking me, Fabrizio, after maybe 10 days or 2 weeks they are selling, my product I'm not selling, maybe yesterday one unit, two units, today it's zero. Why? First question I ask them, did you launch the product? Did I launch a product? I need to do the launch. Oh no, what do you think about? You don't need to make a launch. So it's normal you need to do the launch. So why the launch is the last step? So you invest a lot of money in the product, in the shipping, in the pictures, and you don't invest the money in the launch. Ah, okay, but I was thinking I publish my product online and start to sell. No. Why we explain the launch, this is the last step, because you need to do a launch.
Yeah, I know.
Completely, absolutely, they removed from their mind the launch step.
I know. What about international, what about external traffic, external channels? So do you see Shopify being a big thing, TikTok as another distribution channel? Is that a conversation that a lot of Amazon sellers are having within your community as well, or a lot of them are purely focused on Amazon?
I can tell you 80% of the people, they are focusing on Amazon, but I start education last year with many events, live events in my channel, in our channel, to explain them they need to push the external traffic from TikTok. I explained how to prepare campaign, TikTok ads, and social media marketing, because it's a critical, important strategy to rank the products online on Amazon just when you start the launch in the first days. So, and now some of them, they understood, they need to they push on the social media marketing, they need to increase this area. And so they are investing something. But, you know, in Italy right now, 90% of the people, they don't understand how to manage the social media in order to sell more product on Amazon. And some of them, they think about they are wasting money, they are losing money to invest in the social media. Because they, even in this area of the social media, they have wrong expectation about which result they can receive from they invest the money. After they invest the money, they think about, I invested €100 on Facebook. How many sales I'm doing by this investment? So the mistake is always the same, dependently if it's on Amazon or outside Amazon. So the mistake is I don't think about this is investment to build the brand awareness. And after that, I will receive the sales and money. But I want, if I send €100 to Facebook, I need to receive automatically 12 or 20 sales after the people, because the people look at my product the first time. The people don't know my product. They don't know my brand. They don't know my brand, my history. And so I think we need to together build a strong education, the people about how to build the good brand awareness. In Amazon now on 2025, you need to build brand awareness. You need to build the brand, not just take a product and sell online, because there is a large number of competition. Or I can tell. Larger competition if we compare with the 7 years when we started. And that's for that reason, main reason, we need to build awareness, brand awareness. And in every niche, in every category, you need to sell. When I started, I remember 7 years ago, they teach to us that you take a product, you bring a product to take online, you can sell it with one brand and maybe seven products of different categories, electronic, food, no problem. Just you take online and you can sell.
Yeah.
Now, after 7 years,
things are different.
It's not the right strategy. It's not the right strategy.
Cool.
The right strategy is brand awareness. That's my...
Yes, 100%. Cool. Yeah, building a brand, 100%. So, Fabrizio, to come to a closure, any last tip or advice for everybody watching? Voice of encouragement.
Follow the consultant, buy service when you don't have time. So this is my tips for people. No, if you don't have time, or if you don't want, or if you don't want and you don't have time at the same time, both the reasons to invest money, or you don't have time, or you don't know how to do some stuff, you need to assign to a consultant and trust our work, because we have the right experience after 7 years, and we manage many different situations, and we solved many situations, so we know and we can we know how to do, and we can help to you. And the second very big tip I can tell to the people is study with the right approach Amazon FBA, and try to have the right focus, and forget, if you are employer mindset, forget what you did in the past and focus in what really in Amazon works today on 2025. That's my suggestion.
Thank you so much, Fabrizio. So it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate your time, and tell us how people can reach out to you and get in contact if they want to talk more in depth about this.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I'm going to put all your information down in the description, your email and social media as well, so people can find you. And yes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. See you next time. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at eComsy.